Welcome to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast, the podcast that will help you use today's best teaching strategies to ignite and excite your students in math class, and maybe even make it the best part of their day. Hey, I'm Kristen Moore, a longtime believer that math is so much more than just solving for X. I went from teaching straight from a textbook to implementing project-based learning and boosting student engagement in my class each and every day along the way. I'm here to give you the PD you need to successfully do the same with your students. Are you up for it? Let's do this. Hey there, Modern Math Teacher. Kristen here, your host of the Modern Math Teacher Podcast. And today we are talking about projects in progress, the wasted space project. So if you have ever heard me talk about some of my most favorite projects, you've probably heard me mention wasted space. But if you've seen my TPT story, you know that it doesn't actually exist in there. And there's a reason behind that. When I create a project for you guys, I want to make sure that it is classroom tested before it goes out to you. Now, wasted space has been classroom tested many a times, but I haven't taught geometry in the past couple of years. And I'm back in a geometry classroom this year. So I knew if I was going to put the project out there, it needed to be refreshed and have all the exciting components of it that I know go into a great PBL unit, a great project-based learning unit, or could be combined into an end of unit project. And I wanted to make sure that all my formatting is consistent for you guys. So the Wasted Space Project is undergoing an overhaul, and I'm launching it in my classroom right now. And so this is a project update. So the Wasted Space, which right now has a tentative name of like the Packaging Project, is all about using your 2D and 3D geometry skills to model and problem solve with the amount of packaging materials that we have on common products. This is a great project because it connects to the global or world issues of our environmental impact. And so my students have the ability to think about the amount of garbage that is being produced, the amount of wasted materials that are used in unnecessary packaging. We're thinking about the environmental impact. We are researching about sustainability. So it's just a really fun project to do to get students to see the real world connections between the geometry that we're studying and what is actually happening in the world and how they can maybe make an impact. The gist of the project is this: your students are going to pick a project or a product rather that is something that has too much packaging on it. It is something that could be designed better to be maybe cheaper for the company, but certainly more environmentally friendly and reduce all of that unnecessary wasted space, hence the name Wasted Space. Now, this is designed to be used as a project-based learning unit. In an ideal world, that's how I use it. I've done it in my fully project-based high school, and I am running a modified version of it right now in my classroom. I had some life events come up, so it's not quite as spread out in the exact way that I would have ideally had it, because life happens, right? So, but it's going great. It's got four different project phases, which is pretty typical for a project that I have. We have a launch, and then the initial phase is investigating what is that problematic product. What product do your students want to investigate? What's wrong with it? Gathering some background information. Then they come up with a project plan in part two and start analyzing the current packaging. They move on to designing their own in phase three and coming up with some models for that. And then writing a letter or somehow communicating with the company their proposed solution and why it's a better idea. So let's kind of break this down into all the pieces. First up, every good PBL starts with a project launch. With this project launch, we watch a documentary that is pretty old, honestly, on YouTube, and it's called Packaging is Rubbish. And it's this great three-piece documentary. It takes place over in England, I believe. And my students just get a really interesting insight into what is the packaging problem, what kind of products are maybe overly packaged. They have some really great examples in there. And from this video, I have my students discuss together, what did you notice? What are you wondering? What are some questions that are surfacing for you? And this brings us into our need to know phase. So at this point, my students are starting to think, okay, what are some things in general that I'm going to need to know for this project? And then they're going to start thinking about what things they need to know specifically. These need to know questions help guide me and the lessons and activities that I'm going to be sharing with my students. And it also helps me curate resources for them that they can use to have a better experience in their research and a richer project. So that is the project launch. Then we go into, okay, let's gather some background information. Let's start figuring this out. So they go into a problematic product for phase one. What are some products that are out there? What are some alternatives to this product? And really, why do I think that this product is such a problem? So they gather some information about what it is, what kind of materials it's made out of, what the purpose of the packaging is. Maybe if there's additional layers of packaging that they're not sure of, you know, sometimes things get shipped over in a big box before they go to a store. So they really get to think about this. This year, chips compared to Pringles is a very popular one. My students are very disappointed in the number of chips and the number of broken chips that they get in their bags. We've also got a couple of students doing things with technology. So your laptop comes in a giant box, your phone comes in a giant box. Is that necessary? Is it more aesthetic and for design? We've got perfume, which is always a good one. It's like it's wrapped in plastic wrap, and then it's in a box, and then inside of the box is the bottle. And so there's a lot of layers there that don't need to be there. So my students are brainstorming those. And in that, then they come up with five additional questions that they need to have answered. At least three of them need to specifically call out the geometry that they're going to need to use. Like, how much volume do I actually need to hold the materials? What is a serving size? What could be a better proportion or portion size for this? So they're thinking about those things. So they're coming up with five questions, and we're going to revisit those five questions each and every time along the way. Once students have picked their problematic product, then they need to develop a plan. So in the planning phase, which a lot of my students were doing just today when I'm recording this, they were figuring out, okay, do I want to compare this to another similar product in the market, or is it not terrible packaging, but I think we could redesign it in a more sustainable way? So they're thinking about those things and deciding what they're going to do, what geometry they're going to need. They start investigating a little bit more into what the cost of the packaging is on the original product that they are designing. And that takes us into our calculation phase, where they are first going to be analyzing the product that they have chosen. So they need to break it apart, create a net structure of their 3D, have everything labeled for me, identify which shapes and which formulas they're going to need for that, and the overall cost of material. So here's where we've been having a little bit of trouble just recently, is looking up material prices. So that's something that before I launch this for you all to have, I'm going to have a list of some curated resources for you to better help that, make that a little bit easier on you, because we've been able to find them, but it's just taking a little bit of extra effort. And in this milestone, this phase, this is when you want your students to have that product in hand. So if they have that phone case, if they have that battery pack, has been an interesting one we're working on this year. A lot of kids have found avocados that are sold halved and like scooped, and it's, I don't know. But so having those there so they can take a look at it, pull it apart, actually see, create their model, and do the math with it, that's what's up. From here, they're going to come up with their own ideas. What are some different possibilities we have? Do we need packaging at all? If we don't, how could we ship it better? So thinking about these different ideas, what their plan is, and coming up with some materials, some just volume and surface area calculations, so they know how much materials they're going to need, and then the cost of those materials. So we can do both a size analysis of the current and then proposed, and we can do a cost analysis for the current and proposed. Super fun. So that's where a lot of my students started moving. From there, we're going to gather all of this information. They will have answered all five of their questions at this point. Maybe some more have come up along the way. And we are going to be putting that into a letter to send to the company, whether that is through a contact form, which is now more popular than it used to be, if it's through snail mail, or if it's through email. What I'm really excited about with this one is I'm going to have my students first draft their letter, and then I'm going to teach them how to use ChatGPT to make it better. Mind blown, right, guys? We're going to use ChatGPT in math class. It's a resource I love, and I'm really excited to share that with my students as well. So we're working on developing a training prompt. If you've never used ChatGPT, you always need a good training prompt for it. And I think I've got one that's good. I'm going to run a couple sample letters this week and let you guys know how that goes. And that will wrap it. Once we do that, the students will send those out to the company. Usually we get a couple of responses from companies like, thank you so much for your interest in this. And then a lot of times they'll tell us something they're doing to either become more sustainable or reduce their packaging, or they just thank us for our concern. Sometimes, they get a little swag or a coupon code just for being interested. So I'm really excited to see how that wraps up. A couple of things that I wanted to add in, but for sake of time and just life, we weren't able to. There is usually supposed to be a phase where we have developed 2 to 3 different packaging ideas, and we propose those to our classmates, and we have a develop and critique phase. So that'll come into the final product, which will be available for next school year, the 24-25 school year. So don't you worry, it is coming. And that's, I think, the biggest piece of feedback or biggest component I want to add. So I'm curious, since this is a product in development, a project in progress, if you have ideas, what is it that you're looking for? How can I make this a more accessible and tangible project for your classroom? Okay. So leave me that as a DM over on Instagram at more than just X, MOORE, or you can leave it in your comments, a rating or a review, right? So go ahead and in the review say, hey, I'm excited to try this project that you mentioned in episode 47. I would love to see this included. Okay. All right, guys, that is it for me today. This was a pretty quick episode. Just wanted to get out there, share what's going on with the projects with my geometry class, share how I like to have all of my projects designed, always have a really good launch, get some need to know questions, have students continue to research those and apply the math skills or apply whatever your content area is, and then have a good wrap up. So our students are all going to be sending letters together. We're going to have a grand finale with our prototype designs, and it's going to be a really good time to just have that dialogue back and forth with their classmates. All right, you guys, until next time, keep on keeping on. It is almost the end of school year. If you are listening to this in real time, I am on a, 12 more wake up countdown. So good luck to all of you in the end of this year. Make sure that you DM me. Let me know what it is that you want out of this project. And until next time, you guys, keep it real. Thanks for tuning in to find out today's tips and tricks. Continue the conversation and join the movement to boost student engagement and make math more meaningful inside the Modern Math Teachers Movement on Facebook. Till next time, keep it real.